Yeah, just outplayed, really. I think they were a bit better than us today. And some days you've got to accept that. Put a couple of decent performances recently. You're not going to get it right every day. But, yes, a couple of missed chances. James Fuller slipped under a catch, which probably cost us 25, 30 runs. And, yeah, no one got in, really. I think pitch had a bit in it, that's for sure. They were aggressive with the new ball, and it didn't look easy because, I say, Brendan had to be really watchful to start with, and normally sort of see him swinging at most balls. So, yeah, they were just a bit better than us today, and obviously we need to go down to Cardiff and make amends.
It wasn't exactly an off day, but it was probably the first day where Middlesex weren't quite... I mean, every game, every match so far this season, Middlesex have been competitive.
Yeah, so they finished well as well. I suppose they got 30 runs in the last two overs, so Ben Brown came in. They just always felt they just... The moment we got back into it, then a little partnership or a couple of people got together. And, that's the first time we haven't really taken the game to the last over when we've lost, which has been the case against Gloucestershire and Hampshire.
Weather and some slow pitches aside, overall, it's probably been quite a satisfactory season so far coming into this game.
It has. You look at the Championship, obviously one win and seven, but six draws. And I think with another couple of days' play, we'd have won two more games. And that's not being greedy and unrealistic. That's the way it is. So in the Championship we've been pretty good, and obviously the Hampshire performance at Merchant Taylor School was excellent. And so until this game, the five matches that we've played, won three, obviously lost three now, but in the previous five we've been, the two games we lost last over, the Hampshire game, I don't think they'd have got 300, but the rain sort of helped their cause, really, just focusing what they had to do, and the ball skidded on a little bit when it was gripping in the pitch, so that didn't really go for us. But yeah, overall pretty happy, some good performances. Just need to keep it going and make sure we win more than we lose. If we win more than we lose in the group stages, then you're through to the quarterfinals, which is what we want to do.
And it's rare that you see a side capable of competing in all three, which certainly that's what Middlesex are at the moment.
Yeah, in some ways, the leagues have been a bit revealing, isn't it? Because I think there was the top of the Northern Division with the three or four sides there were all second division sides. So probably a lot of the second division sides are focusing on that. But the first division, it's always a bit harder, but I say we think we've got a group of players this year that can compete on all fronts. We've added to the squad in James Fuller, obviously got Brendan over, and Owen's back at this moment in time. So, no, we've got a side that we should be competing in all fronts.
I think Brendan McCullum's got about 120 runs in the two innings, or 110 runs in the two innings he's had in this day, so I'm sure he's been a great boost around the batting lineup as well, especially the likes of Paul Sterling, perhaps, who would look to emulate a player like McCullum.
Yeah, I think I'd like to watch sort of 10 or 15 overs of Sterling and McCullum together, maybe hopefully on Thursday on Lords. But, yeah, I mean, everybody's enjoying having him around. We all know what a great player he is. Great bloke as well, who's fit in the dressing room. So, yes, he's got a couple of good starts. Nice to sort of see one firecracker 100 somewhere along the way, and I'm sure it's not far around the corner.
Bowler's looking good, Nick, as well. Roland Jones, I think, is bowling particularly well at the moment, isn't he?
He is. I thought our performance against Essex the other night was outstanding with the ball. Very aggressive. Tom Helm has bowled well too. It's a shame he sort of twisted his ankle.
Do you know the extent of that?
Only that there's no fracture or anything like that. I don't think he's going to be in place to sort of go down to Cardiff for Tuesday's game. I think there's nothing serious there. And it's a shame again today because he bowled well the other night and he may well have made a bit of a difference here this afternoon. But the main thing is that his back's all right, because that's been giving him problems in the past, and hopefully he'll get a decent run and show everybody what he's capable of.
Just a word on the spinners, Ravi Patel, will he be back for that one? I think he's hoping to be in contention, is he? And obviously Nathan Souter, he was on a 2020 contract, but he's obviously forced his way into this one.
He's on a white ball contract, so rather not just 2020, but I mean, Nathan pitched the ball quite well the other night at Chelmsford, bowled a couple of good overs, and Ravi obviously had that sort of little hip injury that he's had. I think he's almost fit, but so we came down here with the two bowlers that bowled. Well, I wasn't down in Bristol, but I think Ollie bowled okay down there. So they're the two spinners. I'm not sure what we're going to do, who we're going to take down to Cardiff, but we've got all options covered, off spinner, left arm spinner and leg spinner.